This is Greg Burt with the California Family Council. In a stunning reversal, Sutter Health, one of California's largest medical systems, has announced it is halting all gender medical interventions for minors. The move comes just days after a peer-reviewed federal report from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services exposed the lack of scientific evidence behind puberty blockers and cross-sex hormones. Parents didn't learn about the change through a press conference, but through quiet emails. Emails that left transgender activist groups outraged. But for many parents, detransitioners, and medical ethicists, this shift was long overdue. For years, children were told a devastating lie, that something was wrong with their healthy bodies and only sterilizing drugs and mutilating surgeries could fix it. Despite this growing medical consensus, Attorney General Rob Bonta is still pressuring hospitals to continue these harmful practices, even though legal experts insist the state cannot force doctors to violate their oath to do no harm. Sutter now joins Kaiser, Stanford Medical Center, and Children's Hospital Los Angeles in retreating from what has effectively been state-sponsored child abuse, a transgender, ideology-driven experiment that victimizes vulnerable kids. For more information, go to kbrightradio.com.